It's a relief to write after days of thinking about writing. Afterwards, it's a relief to only have to think about it.
Eric Rensberger, today's guest on The Poet's Weave, lives quietly with an active imagination a few miles west of Bloomington. Hopefully, Eric, it's a relief to reach the point of reading your poetry out loud.
Let's try. Self-portrait without my face. Ambivalent about irony, always a little sorry. Occupying the place where sorrow and joy, by aligning, eclipse. The lines drawn from one loss to another touch and depart. A web cast everywhere with a tug at the center. Walking along the stone wall, the storm moving off among the mountains, the lone center of the great field, millions of grasses, acres wide, some striking wet at my knees. We know this. The dead are sleepless. We know this. They need no rest. With no sleep comes no dreams, and they live in reality. Unlike us, their reasoning is perfect. They accept no delusions. Like the ants, their nation is rational, unerring. They cannot be hurt, no fear. Numerous as they are, the way they live ensures that their needs do not empty their surroundings or crowd each other out. Wakeful, reasonable, faultless, desiring nothing and never afraid, how could we ever understand them even enough to be enemies? Surely they must be puzzled by us, too, since the only thing they have forgotten is the need to sleep. They must wonder a little, if they ever notice it, how still we are, hours at a stretch, eyes closed, never guessing at the impossible things we live through every night. Five thoughts before sleep. The sand, the shore moved, so many nights drifted together. Out of the sun's hive, bees of light give as to their keepers honey without stings. I might have been there, too, with myself, that lonely day before I had this thought. I have never done anything but dream what I do. The night distances, scars shimmer overhead, the ancients in their wounded state appear. Imagination, imagination, imagination. Earth floats higher in her sea of being. I am on her with only my blanket of words. I steer our way with a legend I hold with both hands so it won't be lost. I am calling out the names of my habits like stars to guide us on. When momentarily all is well, I make sure the colors are still tied firmly to their flowers. Oh, it would be a hard house that would never let me leave. How far? Built on the water, waking when the wind wakes, the white distress cuts across the surface, so many sacrifices to movement. The ceaseless gift of leaving one moment for the moment after, till they all add up to how far I have come from myself. Each step I take is a thought my body has about how to live a life, as quick to change the thought as to have it, moving on by choice or because compelled, to arrive here where I hardly know who I am.
This has been a program of Eric Rensberger's poems on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.